Welcome back to my little radio hut here, little radio playhouse. January 28th, got a sunny sky and one below is where we're at right now. But warming up in here, because I got Pastor Shannon Klein in here from United Methodist over in Breckenridge. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you.
Good to see you,
and,
too.
As always.
Yeah.
So, do I dare ask how January has been for you?
Oh, my goodness. It's been heavy. Mm-hmm. It is heavy. It is admittedly hard to be a pastor right now.
I bet.
With all of the heaviness and grief and all of the things that are going on in the world. But we still have that ray of hope that we hope to give, you know. And kind of speaking of that heaviness, mm-hmm. that we had, I talked with a couple of my good friends and colleagues, Pastor Corey over at Evergreen United Methodist Church and Pastor Amy over at Bethel Lutheran. And we were kind of talking about this times, and we were just like, you know what? We need the power of prayer right now. And so together we are coming together to put on a community prayer service for the Twin Towns, for both Breckenridge and Wahpeton, and of course all the surrounding areas if you're close by. But it's going to happen this Sunday, February 1st, at 4 p.m. over at Breckenridge United Methodist Church. And we figured we'd just have that ecumenical prayer service, just inviting anybody who wants to come by. I mean,
doors wide open.
Okay. Doesn't matter. You do not have to be a member of any of our churches. But if you feel this heaviness that's going on right now, we're doing this prayer service just for prayer for hope and resilience and healing and peace within our world right now, for our community. So
it's you and Pastor Corey and
Pastor Amy.
The trifecta of faith. Okay, that's the new label.
There you go.
I love that.
And we might have some other of our Twin Town pastors join in too as well. But yeah, we're kind of being the quote unquote brains behind the operation, putting all the liturgy and all of that stuff together. We make quite a team.
I'm sure you do.
But yeah, I'm really excited about it. There is definitely, you know, a really good thing when you go and go through lament, right? Like, a lot of people are like, oh, let's go straight to the hope and let's go to all of the happy place, sunshine and rainbows, and we gotta have all this hope. Yes.
We do.
And.
But there is a reality to
You have to recognize the reality of where we are and actually grieve those things, because that's what makes those glimpses of hope even sweeter, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of the times when we're going through all of these hard things, it's going through those hard things and processing those hard things that make those, like, that sunshine bright, you know.
No, I get it. You know me, I'll always go back to an artist's metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need the dark colors to make the bright colors pop.
That's right.
You really do.
Exactly.
And it just sort of goes with what you're saying.
Right. Yeah.
So what are you hearing back from people in your congregation and people that you're talking to? Are you hearing this heaviness? Are you hearing this concern?
Well, you know, we're Midwesterners, Bill.
yeah, we sure are.
And so in some cases, yeah, I do. But it's more of that feeling, right? Like when you walk in and you see kind of like the hunched over shoulders, yeah. Right? When you you can have that sense that you're just like, ugh, that heaviness, right? I mean, you don't have to look too far.
So it's not so much audio, it's more visual, and you can spot it.
You can spot it, you can feel it, you can, you know, sense it just with the tiredness in general. And that's honestly within all of our bodies right now. Our bodies are not meant to take in all of this you know, information, all this violence. Like, it's something that our body isn't used to. And so we need places to process those things, whether it's, hey, I was like, you can have Jesus and have a good counselor too. You know?
True enough. You had a great quote. You said, know? God doesn't care which side of the aisle you're on.
No, absolutely.
It just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what side of the aisle that you're on, you know, whether you are from here or not from here. God doesn't look at any of those things as barriers. They care about you as a person and how we're caring for our neighbors as we care for ourselves. And so so that's something that we want to instill. I think the thing that I fear the most is apathy. That
seems to be in abundance.
Right. And it's just okay, I have to turn off the TV now and not look at anything that's happening because that will make it disappear. That while, you know, we need those times to put boundaries on ourselves, turning our eyes away isn't going to help anything.
But don't you agree, though? It is a lot to unpack at the end of the day. If you're too invested.
Absolutely. Okay. And you have to do that with a community. Right. You can't do all of that unpacking by yourself, you know. And so it's important to have those spaces. You know, it may be a church, it may be your counselor, it may be a dear friend, but find somebody to be able to unpack those things with that you can trust and care for. And
you might be able to do that Sunday from 4 until 5.
That's what we hope for.
Right.
So we're planning on having, you know, a small service, and afterwards the pastors will be there for any individual prayer that'll be needed, like just to kind of hang around. Of course, like always, we're gonna have the cookies and bars. You know, we can't go without the cookies and bars.
We're Midwest people. Bribe them with food.
In addition to some coffee. So yes, if you don't come from the prayers, come for the amazing bars and cookies. But yeah, as a community, we need each other. Like, we can say all we want that, oh, I've got it. Oh, like, at this, I'm strong enough to get through this on my own. But God made us as social people. We're supposed to be, we are interconnected, right?
Well, and healing is a process.
It is.
This isn't an overnight event.
It is, yes. It is not going to, you know, the healing doesn't happen overnight, like you said. And a piece of that healing is us just partnering with each other, partnering with God to make that little by little. That's each and every little tiny step makes a difference. And so we hope that this step, having that open up for the community, whoever wants to come, whoever feels led to come, can have that space for just that, you know, that 1 hour of time to be able to lament, but also get a little bit of strength and hope and hopefully courage too, to
be able to lift up our
voices for those who are experiencing injustice too.
And it always works better together.
Yes.
Ecumenical service, folks, Sunday, February 1st, this Sunday, from 4
Sunday.
Until 5, and that's going on at United Methodist over in Breck.
Yes, over at Breck.
All right. And you're going to feed us, too.
Yay.
Pastor Shannon, I could talk to you all day. You know that. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Get out there and stay warm, and I hope you have a great turnout for this. We'll talk about it between now and Sunday as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You bet. It's 923 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Looking for a steady full-time career with great benefits? Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley is hiring a full-time petroleum driver. Enjoy competitive pay, strong benefits, a 401k plan, and consistent 40-plus hour work weeks. If you like being on the road and working with a dependable local team, this could be the job for you at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. Call 701-474-5440 today to schedule your interview. That's 701-474-5440. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley, hiring for petroleum drivers.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In '95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association.